in Norwich.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome everyone. Thursday night football here on WCDO. Glad to have you along as we are in Sydney tonight. It's the regular season finale for Sydney taking on visiting Shenango Valley. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right here in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, our usual color commentator, Sky Thompson, he's a little under the weather here tonight, so we have brought in Ed Curley. Ed, we were discussing, you haven't done a game, I think it was 2 years ago, so it's good to have you back again.
Well, you know, I have the feeling that I'm at the bottom, very bottom, of the list. Now, some people might be offended by that. But to me, I'm just happy that I'm still on the list after two or three decades. So glad to be here.
I was joking with Ed earlier. I said, how do you introduce your color guy when it's like I've called Sky, I've called Rich, the other guys who have worked with me. It's like, hey, Ed, I've gotten down the list.
Probably sitting home doing absolutely nothing.
Well, I'm glad to have you along. And you know the Sydney, the history of this Sydney program so well. And Ed, one thing I wanted to ask you, here during our pregame show, when you get to this time of the year, this cold, crisp football weather, does it remind you of the great state championship run that Sydney had back in 2005 when you were probably, I'm imagining, traveling all over the state and freezing your butt off watching some of those games before they get to the Carrier Dome? What are your memories from that?
My memories are sitting in the first or second row trying to videotape it on one of those big handheld recorders. And I distinctly remember that I was never really worried about the team getting behind and losing because they could score so quickly with Patrick Simons and Aaron Zern and Marino and the Tuttle Kid and, you know, I mean, all of these big players that did go on to play Division III or Division I, or Patrick even got a tryout with the Eagles. So, you know, there were some really good players on that team. And, of course, my son Parker in 10th grade was the nose tackle at 195 pounds or whatever he was. But, that was a great year. It was fun to watch. And Corbin, who was calling the offense, I think he was the water boy, during that game. So some very fond memories from back in the day.
I always think about it when you get to this time of the year and everybody's bundled up with the coats and the boots and the hats and gloves. That's playoff weather for whatever it might be. I'll be at soccer this weekend. I'll be bundled up. And, you know, football, the state championship now isn't until December, early December. It's gone past week later than it used to be up in the Carrier Dome. So you're fighting that November weather, that's for sure. So we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. We'll discuss tonight's matchup, Sydney hosting Shenango Valley in a regular season finale here for both of these teams. So for Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back live in Sydney tonight, Thursday night football in the regular season finale as Sydney will host Shenango Valley here tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ed Curley, and you're listening to the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight as, again, Sydney coming in with one win on the season, and it was a game we did 2 weeks ago up in Oneonta, a 24-16 victory over the Yellow Jackets. One of the best games we've done of the year. We've lucked out the last 2 weeks. We had the close game between Oneonta and Sydney, and then last week we had a really good game between Bainbridge Guilford and Spencer Van Etten-Kander, where BG came away with the late victory there, actually knocking the Eagles out of the playoff race. That was fun.
I'm a little put out.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
I was at that Oneonta-Sydney game, and I had no idea that you were up in the press box. I would have gladly joined you. It was a little bit warmer up in the press box if I had known that you were there. But that was a good game, really, Sydney and Oneonta. That was a kind of a barn burner there toward the end.
Back and forth, and again, it was, I think, the second game this year we've had that came down to the very last play of the game. I mean, Oneonta was driving down late in that game, looked like maybe they were going to get a chance to score, and it just didn't work out for them. But, you know, Ed, I'd be curious your thoughts on this. We were joking during that broadcast that Dylan Easton, the quarterback for Sydney, must be made of, he's like Stretch Armstrong. He runs into the pile, he's been doing it all year, and you know, knock on wood, he's been super healthy all year. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, every time he carries the ball, I'm like, oh, please get up, please get up, please. Yeah. Because if he doesn't get up, I don't know who the backup is, and I can't imagine that the backup is the same caliber, the same quality as Dylan. So it's a scary moment every time Dylan gets a hold of that ball.
Well, he did a great job that night. Sydney weathered the storm and got that victory over Oneonta. Shenango Valley comes in looking for their first win of the year. Now, what happens is these teams did not make the playoffs, so they can choose to play one or two extra games. This will be the regular season finale for Sydney. Not sure if Shenango Valley will want to go on and play anybody else, but Shenango Valley certainly has had to play a gauntlet of a schedule in Class B up in Division III. I mean, Ed, when you look at this schedule, Maine Endwell, Lansing, Windsor, Johnson City, Norwich, Forks, Owego. Those are some tough teams to play week in and week out, and I think it just shows the strength of Section 4 football, especially in those C and B brackets. There's just really no easy games.
Well, and when you and I were talking earlier, I questioned the choice of Shenango Valley, even though they've yet to win a game. The teams that they're playing against are a much higher caliber than what Sydney's been playing against. So, yeah, Sydney's won one game and Shenango Valley hasn't, but I think the caliber of the competition is much better in Class B than it is in Class C. So hopefully we'll have a good game. Last year we went down to Shenango Valley, and I think that we lost by a substantial margin. I don't remember the score, but it just seems to me that we lost by three touchdowns maybe, or two or three touchdowns. So let's hope we have a good game today and keep it nice and close.
Yeah, looking forward to this one here. A chilly and cold evening, so if you decided to stay home and listen on the radio, we certainly appreciate that. I'm sure that these players will be nice and warm, but all the fans in the stands are huddled up. They got the hats and gloves, and it's getting to be that time of year for sure. Sydney coming out onto the field right now out of the tunnel, and Sydney wearing the maroon uniforms tonight with the gray pants, the gray helmets, and the white trim. Shenango Valley is going to be in the all-whites with the gray and the red trim. So it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll get you set. Sydney and Shenango Valley here tonight on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
DTC Delhi Telephone Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back under the lights tonight on the turf here at Sydney's Alumni Field. Again, Sydney and Shenango Valley tonight here in a regular season finale battle under the lights, as we said, at SCS. So I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ed Curley. Of course, Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on our Main Street, on Main Street, in our Main Street studios there. And, of course, if you're listening as well online at WCDOsports.com, that is all brought to you by SFCU. We also have our game audio archive there. You can go back anytime and listen to these games. It's all a free download, courtesy of SFCU. So, again, Sydney in the home maroon uniforms with the white trim and the gray trim. Donnie Pierce in the booth here. How are you, Coach?
Do you have any announcements that you'd like to make?
Your last game, we've heard?
Yep.
Last game. Wow.
Is it emotional?
36 years?
I can tell you, I coached Pee-wee football for so long, my last game I cried.
Don't cry tonight, it's going to freeze on you.
Well, he made me promise not to tell his attire tonight.
Oh my, the first game ever?
First game ever is your last game.
You've earned it. So
but we won't tell anybody you have long pants on. Three pairs.
We'll see you for basketball.
Thanks, Donnie.
So, Oh, very nice to see Coach Pierce come up here in the booth. Be looking forward to basketball season with him. And 36 years helping out with the football team. And you're right, he always wears shorts.
Yeah.
Even
in
all those cold games a few years ago at States, always in shorts.
So before the game, when both teams were warming up, I stopped and I saw the coaches out on the field. So I kind of did the Bo Derek run out. You're probably too young to know who that is, but it was like a slow motion run on the beach. And I run over there to Coach Matthews, and I go to jump up in the air and, like, do the chest bump type of thing, and he goes for the hug, and it's just kind of an awkward moment where, you know, you go to shake hands or fist bump, but we're about to get started here. What a great night for football. I'm so excited to be here and happy to be in the booth.
Wow, yes, nice to be in the booth here tonight, that's for sure, and a big thank you to Sydney for letting us come up to bring you the regular season finale. Sydney will receive... To our right, they will be going right to left to start off this contest. They fielded the 25 up to the 30, and then stepping out of bounds on the far side of the field will be Astrologo over there Deion Taylor on the short return. So we will see Dylan Easton and this Sydney offense. Again, let's knock on wood he gets through tonight in one piece. I've been amazed at him this season. A good arm, but always a threat to run the ball, and they've used him in a lot of different ways, so we'll see what they do here tonight as well.
So this is the Brockport offense that Coach Zern brought with him, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, and they're still running it. And, of course, when you have a different faceted team, every year you need to change it a little bit. So every year they have to come up with different plays because you have different players with different specialties. And Corbin, who's calling the offense here, has had to come up with plays to help Dylan and help the receivers and do the best that they can to modify that old Brockport offense.
Waiting for our first snap of the game here as Sydney will have the ball on their own 31 going right to left. Everybody gets set. One wide receiver split to the left and two to the right. Man in motion from right to left. Here's the snap in the shotgun, and we'll have a flag on the first play as Sydney looked to hand it off there to Garrett Oliver, who has also been a huge piece in the second half of this season, but an early flag here against Sydney.
I think it was the right tackle jump. Just got a little too angry. No, it's against Tenango Valley.
Going against Valley here.
Maybe it was the defense that jumped. Somebody on the far side jumped. So.
And so this will give Sydney a first down and 5 as they'll move up to just about their own 36-yard line here. Again, going right to left. And a man in motion this time from left to right. Stops and now will reverse. Easton will hand it off, and up the middle they go with Oliver all the way out to the Sydney S before he's tackled there. And, you know, some just good hard-nosed running. When we saw him back in the middle of the season against Delhi, over in Delhi, in the mud and the wetness and the sloppiness, he had a great day, and ever since then he's really been a bull for this offense.
So, you know, the games that I've watched Sydney play, they seem to do best when nothing fancy, just give me the ball, let me run straight up the gut. You've got some very talented offensive linemen there, and you've got a couple of young ones there, too, that'll be good in the years to come.
So a first down here for Sydney. They're going to look to throw, and they throw it over the middle, incomplete. Intended receiver there was Taylor, threw his hands on this cold night. 2nd and 10 coming up, but play.
So if there's one thing that they can improve upon, which there happen to be many, but one of the things that they can improve upon is catching the ball and watching the ball come in. And the ball, that pass was a little high, but it was still... you know, in that catchable zone.
So this will be a 2nd and 10 now for Sydney, again right at midfield, going right to left. Easton in the shotgun with Oliver off his left hip. Here's the snap. Easton wants to take it up the middle. He's got some room. Dances for a first down to the 40, 35, 30, still on his feet. Dylan Easton to the 20, 15, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds at about the 10-yard line, zigging and zagging for a 40-yard run for Dylan Easton right there.
You know, it's as if he's doing his own dance. He's dancing to his own. He was going left. He was going right, and his hips were swiveling. He is a very good, maneuverable athlete. Good position for him to be. He would probably be even better if we could get him at a slot or someplace where he could actually get out in the open. Because once he's in the open, he's generally pretty hard to catch.
So a first down here for Sydney at the 10-yard line as they're looking to score. They tried a little pitch there. Ball was loose, but then falling on it, I believe, was Grady Loeffler there, and a little loss of yards, a little miscommunication, it looked like, 2nd down coming.
So that's the same play, only the opposite direction that they ran in Oneonta, and had the same result. It was a fumble, and Oneana recovered it, though. This time, Sydney was lucky enough to make that recovery. Grady was right on the ball. I think last time it was a pitch the other side to Russo, and that ended up in a turnover.
Yeah, that was tough that night. Sydney would make a really nice drive, and then, you know, something would happen inside the 20 every time, it felt like. Easton's going to take this one, call his own number, and run to the left side, and is tackled after maybe a gain of one or two, bringing up about a third down and 10, maybe 11 to go, with 2 minutes gone in this first quarter. We're scoreless so far between Sydney and Chenango Valley.
So I was talking a little bit about this offensive line. I think there are three, and I could be wrong, but I think there are three sophomores on that offensive line, and two of them are very young. They actually could be in ninth grade. So it's one of those where my birthday's in October or November. I'm going to school when I'm four instead of waiting until I'm five.
So here is Easton in the shotgun on a third down and 11. Calls his own number again, a sweep to the right side. He's reaching for the pylon. Is he in? Waiting for the signal. Going to be very close. He's good. A touchdown here for Sydney on a third and long. Easton gets it done on another nice run.
And again, it's these swivel types of hips that Dylan has. And, you know, Dylan was on I coached these kids 2 years ago on the modified team. And these kids, every one of them, just have a great personality, will do anything that you ask of them, try as hard as they can possibly try, and the desire there is second to none.
Here's the two-point conversion. Easton to Oliver right up the middle. Smash mouth football. He's in and gets the two-point conversion. And so Sydney jumps out to an 8-0 lead over Chenango Valley with 9.5 to go here in this first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney football jumps out to an 8-0 lead over Chenango Valley with 9.5 to go in this first quarter under the lights here tonight in Sydney. A short kickoff for Sydney rolled on the ground, and CV fell on that at their own 29-yard line. That's where they will start this drive, their first of the night, going left to right. And again, they are in the all-white with the red and the gray trim and the gray helmets here tonight. A handoff on first down, and they look to run up the middle, but nowhere to go. The Sydney defense leading the charge was Logan Mott in there, and a very nice job by that Sydney defense. Connor Wheeler as well looked like on the line crashing through.
Jesse Newell stood him up right at the line of scrimmage, and he's one of those 10th graders that I was talking about that is actually young, that could probably still be in ninth grade. So we've got a very young offensive and defensive line. 2 years from now, these guys should be pretty good.
CV here on a second down and 11. Kresge, the quarterback, will hand it off to the outside. And actually, no, just pulled it down and decided to run up the middle and dives out to about the 35. So this is going to bring up about third and 6, I would say, here for Chenango Valley.
Colin Brigham on the tackle. In sixth grade, I was coaching this kid, Colin. He was the biggest kid you've ever seen in sixth grade. He hasn't grown an inch since then.
So here's Kresge on a third and about 5, maybe 6. He's under center, wants to hand off, and they go up the middle. Tripped up, though, right at the line. And let's see who got him, a shoestring tackle. And it looked like Astrologo came in and wrapped him up around the ankles.
So now we have a fourth down and 4. So now we're in the situation where we probably don't have a great punter, but are we going to be able to get 4 yards on offense? Probably not. Looks like we're going to punt.
And so Sydney on defense doing a good job crashing in. not allowing anything, and Shenango Valley will punt this one away. End-over-end kick is going to hit it about the Sydney 45, takes a CV bounce to the 40, and that's where they will down it there. So Sydney will take over again, going right to left at their own 40 with an 8-0 lead with 7:45 to go here in this first quarter. And a great start here, Ed, for Sydney.
So this is great field position on their own 40-yard line. You know, we always talk about the skilled players, and I really don't like to talk about the skilled versus the unskilled because, to me, everybody has a certain skill. Just because you're on the line doesn't mean you don't have any skill, but that's what's implied when we talk about skill and unskilled players. But the linemen, the offensive linemen, are so good and will be so much better 2 years from now.
And here is the snap to Dylan Easton. Again, finds some room up the middle. Cuts to the right side. First down and more. Tackled at about the 41-yard line as he scoots past midfield and into CV territory. Well done.
So my theory when I was coaching Pee Wee and I was coaching Modified, and Corbin was with me most of that time, was keep running the same play until they stop you. So let's give the ball to Dylan. Let's continue to run up the middle and the right side until they move. And once they make an adjustment, then we'll counter that adjustment with something else.
Sydney leading 8-0. They go to Garrett Oliver, and he punches through the line and is very close to a first down. He might have gotten it tackled at the Shenango Valley 30. And so Sydney marching again. They lead 8-0 with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, and this offense is looking dominant right now.
You know, Garrett's not that big of a player, but he plays hard. And the one thing that I learned when you were so rude and didn't let me up in the press box in Oneonta, because I was standing right by their bench, was that he gets excited. He comes off the field, and he gets the other players that are that are still on the sideline excited about the game.
First down and 10 here for Sydney. So Oliver did pick up that first down. Flag on the play, and let's see who jumped here.
Why did they stop it? It looked like Shenango Valley jumped.
Yeah, and offside against Shenango Valley, but the play looked promising for Sydney.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they stopped that play, but
so this will pick up a little bit of yardage here and pull Sydney up to about the 26-yard line. First down and 5. Easton barking out some signals in the shotgun, and Oliver's off his left hip with 6.5 to go in this first quarter. They throw to the outside to Taylor. Makes a move, gets a block to the 20, and roped out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. And a nice job there by Sydney, moved the chains.
Brady Loeffler with a great block. It's important for all receivers to... Oh.
And a late flag here. Well after the play as things were getting reset.
Sportsmanlike conduct against Sydney.
And that's one of those things where, you know, we're up here in the booth. If someone said something, we'll never know. But an unsportsmanlike against Sydney.
Somebody was running their mouth about something. There wasn't any flagrant anything that was physical on this that I could see anyway. So somebody said something to somebody, and that's what happened.
And it was the white hat who threw that. So he definitely heard something and did not hesitate. So officials are actually going to get together to chat here over by the CV sideline. 6:22 to go in this first quarter. Sydney 8 and Shenango Valley nothing. So that takes away a promising bit of yardage there, and we'll back Sydney up to about, it looks like, the 31-yard line is where it's spotted at the moment.
A lot of good momentum just erased, and now they're moving the markers back.
So this will pull Sydney.
So I don't understand that, because the penalty was after the play. Why are they moving the down markers?
So it appears, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ed, they've kept the first down, but then move them back to about the 31. Either way, Sydney is going to run this play, a flag, as Easton runs to the outside, and he'll get to the 25 before he's pushed out of bounds there. Might have got a couple extra yards, but another flag on the play.
Well, I'm thinking that this one will be against CV since they didn't stop the play, so it's probably encroachment would be my guess.
Yeah, CV coaching staff looking upset with their guys on the far side, but Sydney.
I'm 0-for-2 on my guessing of penalties.
Well, that's usually about how good we do up here.
So, again, if it was illegal procedure, why wasn't it blown dead? But that's okay.
So that pulls Sydney back to the 36-yard line about, and they're just going in the wrong direction at the moment. And this is going to be a first and 15. Sydney going right to left again at the CV 36-yard line. But just a few minutes ago, they were inside the 20, but penalties have hurt. And here is Easton, wants that same play again, and is going to pick up the first down and a little bit more. He probably got about 18 or 19 yards across the 20 on that right side, pushed out of bounds.
So maybe I said this once before, but keep running the same play until they stop you, right?
And so far, they have not had an answer for Dylan Easton.
No, so the play starts in the B gap. Quarterback gets a direct snap, and he hesitates just a second, just enough for the lineman to clear a bit of a hole, and right through the B gap he goes off to the right side.
Timeout taken by CV. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Sydney football leads 8-0 over Shenango Valley. 6 minutes to go, first quarter on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Ed Curley with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, brought to you by SFCU. And you can always go back, download these games for free, all courtesy of SFCU. So CV took a timeout there, and it looked like their coaching staff was really getting into them a little bit about, I'm assuming, hey, we got to stop this number zero out there, Dylan Easton, for Sydney.
Well, you can put a spy on him if you'd like, and that's probably a great idea, and I'm sure that's probably what they're doing. But putting a spy on him and actually tracking him down and catching him are two different things.
Easton did pick up the first down before the timeout, so Sydney back to the 20-yard line. A sweep here from right to left, and they'll run it inside down to about the 5-yard line here with Grady Loeffler. And this is going to be good field position here for Sydney. Again, right about the 5-yard line. They lead 8-0 with 5:45 to go in this first quarter over CV.
I had Grady and Pee Wee. He was about 4 feet tall, 75 pounds. Now he's bigger than me.
So he has grown a little bit. Here is Easton, and he'll hand it off, and it's Oliver up the middle. Two guys bounce off of him, and he's in for the touchdown with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Second touchdown of the night here for Sydney.
Sydney actually looks really good.
They do.
Of course, they're playing against a team that's never won, that hasn't won a game all year, but they look really good. Offensive line is blocking. The running backs are hitting the gaps. The wide receivers are blocking. So important on a good passing game is the blocking ability of the wide receivers.
Two-point conversion coming up. Easton's going to take it himself, follows the block, and is in for two. So Sydney has jumped out to a 16-0 lead over visiting Shenango Valley with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. For Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Sydney with a 16-0 lead. They try a little bit of a squib kick, kind of that Jeff Matthews special, and Ed, they almost just picked that back up.
Well, I'll tell you, that type of kickoff has been a favorite of Coach Matthews for a long time, at least since the championship year. And I can remember him taking so much flack from the parents on the sideline. Kick it deep, kick it deep, kick it deep. Well, if you're a statistician and you know the probability of recovering this fumble and the ball placement, that the onside kick is probably as good, or it is as good, as trying to kick it deep.
A handoff, a little bit of a pitch for Shenango Valley. They run to the outside. We have a flag on the play, and the rusher did not get very far. That's Avery Tom, but he got wrapped up, and then the flag came out.
So just to finish that thought, so this, Jesse Newell does an onside kick every time that I've seen so far this year. It usually ends up somewhere in the 35 to 40 yard line of the opposing team. So if you kick it deep and it goes out of bounds, you're going to end up back up here anyway. If you kick it deep and they get a good return, you're going to end up back up here anyway. And they could run it all the way in for a touchdown. If you do an onside kick, the probability of them picking it up and running it in for a touchdown, the opponents running it in for a touchdown, seem to be very slim.
And Sydney almost got that back. That thing really pinballed around before CV was able to fall on it. A keeper to the outside here for Kresge. And the Sydney defense right there, Astrologo again leading the charge. He really had nowhere to go. And it's going to be another long down coming up.
So that was an option to the short side of the field. And Sydney had great pursuit, just phenomenal pursuit. And you know who's going to have, keep an eye on Logan Ma. He's playing the right tackle in defense here. He is one of the fastest people on this team, or at least he used to be, and I'm sure that he still is. At, I don't know how tall he is, 6'3", 210 pounds or whatever he is. But he is a pretty good athlete that can track most of these kids down from behind.
Second down and long, about a second and 15 here for Shenango Valley. They try to run up the middle. Again, met with a wall of maroon, white, and gray. A third and long coming up with Sydney leading 16 to nothing with about 4 minutes to go here in this first quarter.
You know, and anchoring that defensive line as he... One of the two guys anchoring that defensive line is Jesse Newell as he just runs off, but the other one is Cole Goodspeed. Cole's a senior, and his squatting ability, the amount that he can squat and deadlift, is second to none on this team, and probably Shenango Valley as well.
Third and long here, and it looks like CV's going to try to go to the air. They run to the outside. A ball up into the night sky is going to be picked off here by Sydney, back at their own 40-yard line. And that was Grady Loeffler coming down with the INT here for Sydney.
And who had pressure on the quarterback? Logan Mott, the right defensive tackle. Just talked about how fast he is. He shed his blocker, started chasing the quarterback down. As soon as that quarterback turned to set his feet, Logan was all over him and forced a bad throw.
Yeah, really was in hot pursuit. And the quarterback had to throw that on the run. And Sydney comes up with an INT. With 3:45 to go in this first quarter, Sydney, a hot start, leading 16 to nothing, and they'll get the ball back for the third time here tonight.
Well, and really, that's the equivalent of a punt, right? Because the last punt they had was about 25 yards. That was about a 25-yard interception. So interception, punt, same thing.
Here's Easton again up the middle, this time wrapped up at about the 45-yard line as the Warriors, therefore CV, able to bring him down.
So it's just interesting to watch the linemen, interesting to watch the receivers. It's interesting to watch as they have gained confidence. They play better. They block better. They follow their duties better. They do exactly what they're supposed to do. And as you gain more confidence, it's easier to continue to do that.
Shay McKeon with that last tackle there for CV, and here on second and short, Sydney trying to throw but incomplete. Intended receiver was Devin Baker on the play.
Just a slant over the middle there on the Devin was the right receiver coming across the middle of the field. I didn't see if that was a good throw or Devin just couldn't hang on to it, but I think that's third pass of the game, 1 for 3, I think, maybe for Dylan. I'm not sure, but Dylan's not afraid to throw the ball, and he throws it with a lot of zip.
Third down and about four to go. Sydney nearing midfield, going right to left with a 16 to nothing lead. Dylan wants to run, this time a sweep to the outside. He's got the first down, tripped up, and is dragged out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. Move the sticks again for Sydney.
So what happens when Dylan gets tired? Does he get tired?
That's the question we've had all year.
Yeah, just an amazing. He was our quarterback in modified, and just an, like I said earlier, just an amazing kid, and works really hard. I know that he came over to Corbin's quite a bit over the summer and was working out and with Cole and some of the other kids as well.
First down here, and then Dylan throws an interception as the intended receiver was Taylor to the outside, and the Warriors will bring it back to midfield, and they get tackled there. Upended on the play was Kresge on the interception, but not before he returned it about 10 yards. And Dylan just threw that one into traffic, and CV makes him pay.
Yeah, not a great decision there, but, you know, we've all made bad decisions today, so not a surprise. But Devin Baker made a great tackle there, flipped Kresge upside down, did a complete 180 or complete 360, I guess. Almost landed back on his feet, but good tackle by Devin Baker.
And so here are the CV Warriors at midfield going left to right, trailing 16-0 late here in the first quarter with about 2.5 to go. They'll look to run to the outside, but again, nowhere to go. Kresge on the keeper is brought down after a short gain.
CV is struggling to find what can we do. How can we move this ball? I don't think they've had a first down yet, have they? So it's kind of like watching the Jets-Giants game last week where 0 for 13 and third down. But, Stango Valley struggling just a little bit to get their offense going.
Second down and about 7 to go here for CV going left to right. And Kresge will hand off again to the outside. Sydney in hot pursuit, cutting it back from right to left. They're going to pick up the first down here, 35-30, and down to the 25 before Sydney is able to catch up with the ball carrier here. That's Avery Tom on the carry, and now Stevie's in business inside the 30.
So over pursuit was the problem there. They had him stopped. CV was going to CV's right with the Sydney. Sydney was and had great pursuit, but they over pursued, and the right side of the defense didn't stay home. They wanted to make a spectacular play downfield, and because they didn't stay home, when CV cut back the other way against the flow, it was wide open on the far side of the field.
Yeah, nice run there by Avery Tom for sure. Sets up CV at the Sydney 25-yard line, going left to right. On a first down, they're going to look to run up the middle and tripped up again. And a good tackle on the interior there by Cole Goodspeed.
Yeah, so when you've got Cole in there and you've got Jesse Newell in there and you've got Logan Mott in there and some of these other kids, you know, they're not huge, but they're all pretty strong. So for CV to try to run up the middle, they did it last time, got the same result, maybe 3 yards. My guess is they'll try to run to the outside again because they're having very limited success up the middle.
We're under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Sydney leading 16-0. Again, another run up the middle, but the Sydney defense is there. Oliver comes piling out of the fray there. Believe maybe Colin Brigham as well in on the tackle for Sydney.
So up the B gap, just a little bit off center, so through the guard tackle hole. Still trying to get something going offensively. Third and five. So this is obviously two down territory as we're down to, what are they on, the 17-yard line?
And 18. Only about 15 seconds left here in the first quarter. Waiting for the snap. CV to the outside, and a little pitch at the last minute, and they cut it back, and I think they're just going to get the first down here with Tom reaching over about the 12-yard line, and that will stop the clock with 3 seconds. They're going to let this run off, so that'll do it for the first quarter. CV is on the march, but they trail. Sydney leads 16-0 here after the first quarter at SCS. For Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Where you bank matters, and Visions Federal Credit Union is proof. When you join the Visions family, you fuel a mission of community service that builds a better place to live, work, and play for all of us. What do you get in return? The strength of a $5.6 billion credit union that has your back and exists to support your financial well-being. Find out how Where You Bank can help you and your community today. Visit visionsfcu.org/cares. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney with a 16-0 lead thanks to first quarter touchdowns from Dylan Easton on a 10-yard run and Garrett Oliver on a 5-yard run. Both two-point conversions were good. But now CV is driving. We switch ends of the field to start the second quarter, and CV will now be going right to left. Again, the ball at about the 12-yard line. And can the Sydney defense hold here, Ed? We'll see.
Did you bring any snacks, by the way? Let's talk about something important.
I only brought water. No snacks.
Not even iced tea.
You brought the iced tea.
I brought an iced tea for you if you'd like one. You can have one.
Well, maybe. I have a soft spot for iced tea.
Or some peanut M&Ms.
No, you were thinking ahead. Most of the color guys bring good food. I'm always slacking in that department. Here is CV to start the second quarter again, trying to go up the middle, but met by that D-line, who has not budged here for the most part tonight for Sydney.
And I think that was Jesse Newell in the backfield. Tripped him up, and 4-yard loss, 3-yard loss. So, again, we're certainly in four-down territory here. The ball's on the 15. Still get a first down within the 5-yard line.
So CV trying to put some points on the board here again. CV's looking for their first win of the year here in this regular season finale on the road against Sydney. And to the outside, Kresge with nowhere to go, faked the handoff, then tried to tuck it and run. And again, Sydney there on defense, Astrologo, was there to help trip him up.
And Grady was out there too, Grady Loeffler. And his job out there is to make sure that no one gets to the outside. So Grady stepped across the line, turned the running back inside. Because when you think about it, if I'm the last line of defense, I don't want him running outside of me. So my job is to turn him back inside where all of my friends are. I have 10 other friends inside. Nobody's outside.
Third and 10 for CV. They're going to look to throw. Kresge looking for the left corner of the end zone.
Oh.
Almost picked off, but through the hands there of Taylor. Otherwise, he had all the wide open field in front of him.
I think that was a pick six waiting to happen. Well, that reminds me of when Corbin was playing. My son Corbin, right here at the 20-yard line or so, there was a fumble, and it was just a scoop and score. Corbin, of course, was, well, not of course, but Corbin was the 100-meter champion in Class C when he was a junior. So once he got the ball and he was on the run, no one was going to stop him. And the same thing would have happened here if he had made that catch. He was gone.
I think he was thinking about the run as the ball, while he was thinking about catching the ball, too.
Same play.
So fourth down, they're looking to throw. Kresge tosses it up, and it's in for a touchdown. Kind of a broken play, but Kresge is able to find Avery Tom, and he's in for six. I don't even know how he got that ball off, but well done.
I don't know, but think about the potentially 16-point swing there. Instead of 24-0, it potentially could be 16-8 now. So that drop of that interception could be pretty costly.
And Kresge kind of got turned. It almost looked like he took a funny step before he let that ball go.
Well, and he was almost sacked. He was almost sacked in 10-yard loss, maybe.
But he somehow floated that up, and Tom was right there to bring it down. So our score now 16-6. They're going to try the extra point. This one is sky high. Does it have the distance? No, it's short and doesn't go through. So 16-6 is our score now. Sydney leading Shenango Valley. 10:40 to go in the second quarter here in Sydney. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Man, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Ed Curley with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you tonight by SFCU. And so CV gets on the board there, Ed, on a fourth down touchdown. And now Sydney will get the ball back here to see if they can keep the offense rolling.
So now we'll see a kind of a dichotomy of kickoff styles where they're going to... Well, I don't know what that was. I'm not sure if he's trying to kick it deep or if that was an onside kick, but at any rate, we just recovered it at our own 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was kind of a combo between kicking it deep and a little bit of a squib, I guess.
Right.
Didn't go high, but...
Right. So I was watching them practice, and I was kind of astounded by it because of all the college and football and pro games you go to. The specialty guys are out there half hour before everyone else and practicing their kicking and their punting, but you never see that in high school, at least hardly ever, except for tonight. And I'm like, wow, these guys are actually practicing their place kicking and punting. So they were kicking it deep, not really deep, but 20, 30 yards. So I thought maybe this would be a deep kickoff.
So here is Sydney now going left to right. They go to Garrett Oliver, big hole up the middle, and he's got a full head of steam, and he's out to the 41-yard line. So about a 21-yard run there for Oliver. And, boy, he has some good speed right through the middle there.
Yeah, and he's a hard runner. He's a north-south runner. He's not going to get the pitch and run around the end or the run around the corner. But when you need someone to run through that A-gap, he's been doing pretty well.
So impressed with him when we did their game a couple of Saturdays ago at Delhi. Tough conditions, and he just kept working all afternoon long. Dylan Easton using his speed up the middle for about 5, maybe 6 yards on first down, nearing midfield out to about the 47.
You know, just looking at the size of players in both teams, there's really, to me, just looking at them, they're all about the same size. You would think that CV, being a bigger school, would have more players to choose from, and, you know, they'd have some guys that are 6'3", 6'4", 250 pounds, but I don't see that.
No, pretty even on the size here tonight. Snap was high to Easton. He's going to have to try to make something out of nothing here. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage on second down and third down coming.
That was just a slow play in developing. The snap was a little high. It threw the cadence off of Dylan and the blockers that were in front of him. So whenever something just gets out of whack just a little bit, something you're not used to, kind of puts a damper on things.
They go right back to Oliver, but the play is called dead. We got a flag against Sydney here on 3rd and 5. It'll back them up.
So are we in? My guess is that we're still in 2-down territory. I bet that if it's 4th and less than 5, I'm willing to bet that Coach Matthews will go for it.
So this will be a 3rd down and 10. Sydney going left to right on their own 41. Leading 16-6 over Shenango Valley, 8:45 to go second quarter. Easton in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the right. Easton will take off and run. He's going to pick up the 10 yards and then runs into the official at the 45.
Holy, I've never seen that. That was a touchdown. Ran into the official on CV's 45-yard line. Dylan fell right to the ground. The official never moved. The official's like 5'10", 300. But so Dylan right to the ground.
He ran into a wall.
That's amazing. Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. The official never moved. Never moved. Easton on first down now throws to the outside. There's Grady with a catch to the 40. Makes a nice move up to about the 36-yard line. But, wow, we're still stunned by the last play for Dylan Easton.
I think Dylan might still be stunned. Like, where did the zebra come from all of it? Holy cow.
He split two defenders, and I'm ready to say he's going to be gone, and then all of a sudden he's on his back at about the 40.
Yeah, and I'm looking for a white uniform, and I don't see, you know, any white jerseys there, just a black and white stripe. Like, wow.
So here is a 2nd and 1. Easton hands one off to Garrett Oliver up the middle, and he's got some room. Runs over a tackler and goes across the 25 to the 24.
So how do you put that in the playbook, the tackle? Who made the tackle?
That's a very good question.
That's kind of like when I put make a basket into my own basket. Who did
right.
credit?
Yeah.
I guess the person closest to the basket. So whoever was closest gets that tackle, I guess.
Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Sydney leads 16-6. Hand off to Grady Loeffler on the outside. Picks up the first down. dives forward to about the 12-yard line here for Sidney.
Grady did some nice high-stepping. Kind of reminds me when we were fifth, sixth grade, we would go through the tire, chop, 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 keep your knees high. He did that the last 5 yards, got by one or two CV tacklers, and we can call them the Warriors, right?
Yeah, they're still the Warriors.
But Sidney isn't.
Sidney is just Sidney, yeah.
All right, I need someone to explain that to me, but okay.
This will be a first down here for Sidney at the 10-yard line, going left to right. Easton in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the right. Dylan's going to keep it himself. Running to the left side. Did he get in? Waiting for the signal, and maybe down at about the one, it looks like.
Wow, or closer. Holy cow, that's really close.
And Ed, your family has arrived here.
Oh, there's my darling wife, and Emsley, and Zayden.
They must have heard that
Sidney. Ellie and Kelsey.
Sidney's playing well. They had to come up and see it.
Apparently,
so.
Yeah.
So 16-6 our score with 5:50 to go here in the second quarter. And Sidney's knocking on the door. They're at about the half-yard line here.
Money's on Dylan.
Dylan in the shotgun
with up the middle.
Oliver off the left hip. And they're going to give it to Oliver, and he is in. Right through the middle, slicing and dicing. And it's a touchdown for Sidney with 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Put 6 on the board.
So we go for a two-point conversion. They haven't kicked. I don't think they've kicked all year, have they? I don't think we have anybody that can kick.
I've only seen them do a two-point conversion. Haven't done every game of theirs, but it's been all two-point conversions. So a one-yard TD.
In modified, it's you kick, and you get a two-point. You get 2 points for the conversion.
So here is Easton on the two-point conversion. Keeps it himself, and he dances in.
Oh.
He got thrown back at about the one, but not before he got in. And so that is going to make it with 5.5 to go in this second quarter. 24-6, Sidney leading Shenango Valley. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back after the Sidney touchdown. They try another short kick, and CV is just able to fall on this one at their own 45. But they had to dig through the pile there, Ed, to see who got that ball.
So they're 0-for-3 or 0-for-4, but every one of them has been close. Sidney has almost recovered every one of them. So, you know, I go back to the statistics, the probability. What's the likelihood that we'll recover the ball on their side of the field as opposed to kicking it out of bounds or kicking it deep and having them run it back for a touchdown?
Here's CV on a 1st and 10, trying to run up the middle, and again, the Sidney line right there to bring him down. And, Ed, going back to that kickoff point, I would think, too, CV, every time they, even if they know it's coming, they got to be thinking, okay, I got to fall on this. Don't fumble. You got to just fall on it. Don't try to pick it up. And then one of those times, boom, it's out, and Sidney will have it.
Right. And so generally, if you know that it's coming, you'll put your hands team up there. You'll put your receivers, your D backs, your linebackers up there. But they're not always the biggest people. And you've got some bigger guys running at you trying to steal that ball away.
2nd down, and again, CV tries to run up the middle right on the Sidney S. here at midfield,
so
slowly off the bottom of the pile.
CV has 3 plays. We'll run it up the middle, we'll run it off tackle, or we'll try to run a reverse of some type. They've passed twice, almost the one incomplete, maybe 3 times. the one incomplete that was almost an interception, and then the pass for the touchdown.
And so this will be a third down and short right on the Sydney S. And up the middle, good for a first down here for the Warriors. Looked like Caden Atkinson on the carry there.
So offensive line for CV is getting a little bit of confidence. They ran three dives back to back to back. And again, like I said, once something's working, let's keep running that same play until they can they make a modification, until they can stop us. So three plays in a row, 3-4 yards a crack, that's all you need to get a first down.
Sydney leading 24-6, 3:45 to go, second quarter. And again, looking to run up the middle, but this time nowhere to go. And the Sydney defense, boy, first to the ball there was Michael Morrissey to bring down the ball carrier there for CV.
But you know who made that play and won't get recognized is Deion Taylor. He did his job to cover the pitch guy. The quarterback could not pitch it to the halfback because Deion was there. Taylor was there to make the tackle or perhaps even intercept. He was so close he probably could have intercepted the pitch. So that play was made possible. Morrissey might have made the tackle, but it was made possible because Taylor did his job and covered his man.
Second down and about 11 to go now for CV, and the clock is moving. We're down to 3 minutes to go until our halftime break. You'll want to stay tuned for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. But what can CV do on this last drive of the second quarter? They look to throw over the middle and nowhere to go. Astrologo came piling in and sacks the quarterback there.
So that's a nice loss for Sydney, 5, 6, 7 yard loss. Clock is still running, 2:36, 2:35. You know, in the college or in the NFL, oh, we got all day, we got 2.5 minutes. But you get to a high school game, got 2.5 minutes. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
It is amazing the difference. We get anywhere under like 3 minutes in a game, and I think, boy, it's time is just running out. And CV is thinking that, too. They want to take a timeout with a third down and long coming up. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Sydney football leading CV 24-6 on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Ed Curley with you here tonight as Sydney has a 24-6 lead over visiting Shenango Valley with 2:22 to go here in the second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. And so, a couple other games going on tonight. We'll see if we get some score updates.
So how are Amanda and Josie?
Amanda and Josie are very, very well. I've gotten to spend some good time with them this week.
Were we Taylor Swift for Halloween?
Yes.
You were. You were Taylor Swift?
I was not. Amanda was Taylor Swift. Josie was Taylor Swift. I was Travis Kelce. So,
were you holding hands? Were you showing public defense? What is that, a public display
of
affection?
I pretty much just had to stand in the background with my red 87 shirt on and a football, and that was, you know, that's what I was instructed to do. So handoff here for CV on third and long out of the timeout. Avery Tom across the 40, and he's tackled at the 38. This is going to be fourth and manageable here for CV.
How old are you? How long have you been married? That's the question.
We've been married 2 years now.
So it only took you 2 years to figure out, just do what I'm told and everything will be fine. Wow.
It worked well.
You're a smart man.
Hey,
it's taken a lot of us a lot longer than that to figure that out.
I said to Amanda the other night on Halloween, I said, a lot of the other dads that I notice that come and walk around with the kids aren't dressed up. I said, what don't they get? I said, I've dressed up every year. A pitch to the outside here again for Tom on fourth down, and he's not going to get it. Tackled at about the 35, nowhere to go. And again, two or three guys for Sydney swarming that ball.
And again, Deion Taylor playing this right corner or right linebacker, contained. So important, and it's so hard to teach, especially in the younger groups, We need to contain. We can't let anybody get outside. We can't let anybody get behind me. I have no help behind me. So he strung it out. He kept running parallel to the line of scrimmage, strung that play out until two or three other Sydney players could get over and make the tackle.
And Caden McPherson, want to give him some credit. Looked like he was in on that play as well. So here is Dylan Easton, and it's picked off. Picked off, and it's going to get run back to the house here for CV with a minute 27 to go here in the second quarter. Dylan was just trying to let that ball go, but a pick six there for Shea McKeon for the Warriors. Wow.
So I think they were trying to set up a middle screen, because when Dylan took the snap, he just immediately went back 5 yards to give the receiver, I don't know who it was going to be, but to give the receiver a little bit more room, and he just threw it right straight ahead, right into a crowd, and a white jersey came out with it.
An unfortunate break there for Sydney, and CV takes advantage. So just after they had turned it over on downs, a pick six, and that makes it 24-12. CV not going away.
So mistakes by Sydney are keeping CV in the game, and we now have a Sydney timeout.
Looks like a timeout taken here by Sydney. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 1:24 to go here, second quarter, and we'll have the extra point or two-point conversion when we come back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bambridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Both teams getting set here. We'll see if CV decides to kick. They tried to kick on their first touchdown. We'll see if they try to go for two at this point. With a minute 24 to go, second quarter, Sydney leading 24-12 over CV.
So in the huddle right before that interception, I'm sure the discussion was, okay, let's just not have a turnover. Let's just get the ball down, go into halftime.
CV's going to go for two. They throw over the middle, and it is incomplete. And no good there for CV as they tried to thread the needle. So that keeps it 24-12 with a minute 24 to go here in the second quarter. We'll keep it right here since we just took a break. And so now Sydney will get the ball back, and they'll have to decide it if they just want to try to tick this time off or if they'll try to push the envelope again.
Well, I will tell you, because I've coached with Corbin a number of years, that he will be very aggressive. He will go for the score, because I always tend to be more conservative. Corbin, let's just run the clock out, get into halftime. No, we still have a minute 24 left. We could score again. I go, okay. And a lot of times he's been right. So, you know, I can't second guess him too much, but I'm willing to bet that we're not taking a knee here and running this clock out for a minute 24.
Well, we always joke that Coach Matthews will use every timeout he has and try to get the juice out of the last 2 seconds of a quarter at any time. He always seems to be like that. And so maybe those two styles go together well. They want to use as much as they can of this last minute 24. So here's a bouncing kick, and Sydney will field it at about their own 28, and that's where they will start with about a minute 23 to go here in this second quarter, Sydney leading 24-12.
So very similar to Sydney's kickoff procedure, but I kind of like Sydney's a little bit better because it's more of a squibby-type kick, if we can make up a word,
yeah,
where the ball tends to bounce a little bit more awkwardly. The way that CV's been kicking is just kind of an errant pass that just tumbles down the road.
So Sydney again in the shotgun. Easton with two wide receivers to the right. One is in motion now from right to left. One wide receiver to the left. Easton to the outside and cannot get to the edge. And the CV defense is there. And now the Warriors playing with a little bit of a spark here, trailing 24-12 with a minute 10 left.
And someone simply missed a block. I didn't see where he came from, but somewhere in the interior line, and that wasn't an easy tackle on Dylan. He's a little exasperated right now.
That was McKeon with the tackle, and he was the one that had the interception for the pick six on the last drive.
I would think that Dylan is done running the ball for this half.
40 seconds to go, second quarter. Easton wants to hand it off up the middle to Garrett Oliver. He's got a little slice of daylight and all the way out to the 45-yard line there for Sidney.
And timeout.
Timeout taken here by Sidney with 32 seconds left and another big chunk of yardage picked up there by Oliver.
So what we saw right there is if that didn't get 5-6 yards or more, then they probably would have just ran the clock out. But because Oliver had, how far that was, 20 yards or so, now we're almost at midfield. Now we're within and slinging distance. Dylan can throw the ball into the end zone from there. I can throw it to, we're in the 45. I can probably throw it to midfield from there, but Dylan can throw it into the end zone.
Yeah, so we'll see. As we said, Ed and I both know that this is an aggressive Sidney offense. And they have their foot on the gas here at the moment, and we'll see what they try to do with the last little bit of time.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Dylan roll out right and throw, I don't know, to Loeffler or Russo someplace, someone down the right sideline at, the 30, 35-yard line.
And so Sidney will have the ball, again, going left to right at their own 45, with a 24-12 lead, 32 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Thursday night football tonight. We got a good one between Sidney and visiting Shenango Valley in the final game of the season. The high school football season has gone fast. Two wide receivers to the right and two to the left. Now they'll set it up with three on the right. And Dylan to the outside escapes the rush, needs to throw, and left it short at the 50-yard line.
So clock stops with 24 seconds left, and that's what I was anticipating happening. Dylan took the snap, tried to roll out. Someone got through the line of scrimmage immediately. Dylan outran him and then just was only able to get the ball back basically to the line of scrimmage. Incomplete pass brings up what, second down?
Second down and 10. CV definitely getting more pressure from the line than they were early in the game.
I'm wondering if they've got a linebacker probably blitzing.
So here is Easton in the shotgun, wants to hand it off, and they do up the middle here to Grady Loeffler and out to the 50-yard line here.
Time for one more play as we get to the 10-second mark. Coach Matthews calls timeout.
That was Russo on that last run. My apologies there. So as usual, Coach Matthews, as we said, loves to use that last timeout. So we'll step away quickly, 30 seconds. We'll be right back with the final play of the second quarter, Sidney on top 24-12 here on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Shenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shindello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, here's the snap. Dylan's going to throw to the outside. It is complete to Baker at the 45 to the 40. He'll pick up the first down to the 38-yard line.
And they will not have time to get off another play.
Yeah, 3 seconds. The clock will run out, and that will do it for the first half. Sidney leading 24-12 over visiting Shenango Valley at the break. We'll be back in a little bit with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. For Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lull. Again, Sidney on top, 24-12 over Shenango Valley at the break on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers.